Hubhopper Originals.
हेलो एंड स्वागत है आपका आज के इस एपिसोड में। आज का एपिसोड शुरू करने के पहले देयर इज अ गुड न्यूज, सो थैंक यू सो मच एवरीबॉडी। आपका अपना शो द बेबलियो बाबू शो गॉट हिट इन द मंथ ऑफ ऑगस्ट। इट वाज वन ऑफ द मोस्ट हर्ड पॉडकास्ट्स इन द मंथ ऑफ ऑगस्ट 2020। सो बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद टू ऑल माई लिसनर्स। अ स्पेशल शाउट आउट एंड अ ग्रेट ग्रेट थैंक यू टू ऑल माई गेस्ट्स एंड एवरीबडी हुज बीन अ पार्ट ऑफ दिस जर्नी। दिस इज रियली रियली अमेजिंग। आई एम सुपर प्राउड एंड सुपर हैप्पी। मूविंग ऑन माई जर्नी ऑफ कलेक्टिंग स्टोरीज, आई मेट समबडी हु लव्स टू डू थिंग्स अ लिटिल डिफरेंटली। हम सब लोग बोलते हैं कि यार मैं थोड़ा हटके हूँ, मैं थोड़ा हटके करना चाहता हूँ, बट हटके करने में एक रिस्क रहता है। कई बार वो रिस्क छोटा है, कई बार बड़ा है। हम सबका अपना अपना रिस्क लेने का कैपेसिटी है, यू नो, सो देयर इज ओनली सो मच दैट वी कैन टेक एज अ रिस्क। बट माय टुडेज गेस्ट इज अ रिस्क टेकर, बिकॉज व्हाट शी डज, व्हाट शी इज बीन डूइंग एंड व्हाट शी इंटेंड्स टू डू टेक्स अ लॉट ऑफ करेज। आई एम अ पॉडकास्टर एंड आई हैव अ पॉडकास्ट। माय टुडेज गेस्ट हैज अ पॉडकास्ट, यू गेस्ट इट राइट। सो माय टुडेज गेस्ट इज गरिमा from the famous podcast Popcast with Garima। कुछ special moments इस journey में रहे हैं गरिमा के, जो इस episode में और rather इस conversation में वो share करेंगी। But before we get on to her famous feats, before we get to her journey where she went trending on Twitter, before we get to the topics that she covers on the podcast, she shares her journey with us in today's episode। कहाँ से शुरू हुए, क्या करना चाहते थे, पॉपकास्ट का मतलब क्या है, पॉपकास्ट ही नाम क्यों रखा। मोर देन दैट शी शेयर्स सम गोल्डन नगेट्स विद अस। ऑल ऑफ अस वांट टू स्टार्ट, मोस्ट ऑफ अस रादर वांट टू स्टार्ट अ पॉडकास्ट, राइट। और पॉडकास्ट शुरू करने का आजकल बहुत मसाला इंटरनेट पे पड़ा हुआ है कि यार ऐसे कर लो, वैसे कर लो, फोन उठाओ, रिकॉर्ड करो, चढ़ा दो, माइक की जरूरत नहीं है, फोन की जरूरत नहीं है, जहां मिले बस माइक के स्पीकर, फोन के स्पीकर में बोलो और रिकॉर्ड कर लो। बट इन टुडेज एपिसोड गरिमा टेल्स अस हाउ टू start your podcast, how to plan for your podcast, how to approach your podcast, your guests and your audience at the same time. All right, so without wasting any more time, main bolna karta hu band and let me quickly introduce you to my guest from Popcast with Garima, all the way from France, Garima Surana. Here we go. Sat Sri Akal and welcome to the Biblio Babu Show. I'm your host Amandeep. This is a podcast which I started to help myself. मैंने इतनी किताबें पढ़ी हैं, इतने लोगों से मिला हूँ, इतना ज्ञान सुना है, देखा है. So I thought कि चलो, let me express myself and जो कुछ देखा सीखा उसे अपनी लाइफ में इंप्लीमेंट करके let's see where the life takes me. And yes, it has been a great journey so far. So in this podcast, we take stories from the books, apply them in real life, and here I am sharing my stories with you. If you're new here, consider subscribing. You can search for the Biblio Babu Show on Google. You can ask Alexa. You can ask Google Assistant. You can go to hubhopper.com. You can search for the Biblio Babu Show on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Gaana, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Aur iske saath, let me take you to today's episode of the Biblio Babu Show. Real life, real learning, real stories. Hashtag no bakchodi. Hi Garima, welcome to the show.
Hey Amandeep, thank you so much. This is so good because I'm on the other side of the mic and now it actually feels nice.
See, that was my one motto, so that's what I call this format of podcast of mine. I want to tell the stories of storytellers. All of us are generally on the other side, and you know, somehow we miss being at the other side. So I thought let me give everyone all those experiences. So what's up, how's France treating you?
It's super good. It was very sad when I had actually moved here because it was just 4 days before the lockdown and I was literally left with just the furniture in my home, and which is why Popcast actually happened. It was born in the pandemic, and I often joke about it that it actually took a pandemic for me to start a podcast. Like, you know, the whole world was collapsing and I was recording on my mic. So I often joke about that, but France has been really kind. I'm making new friends. It's an altogether new experience for me. I'm trying to learn a little French, and I'm still developing the taste for wine. So yeah.
Wine and food also. I've been given to understand that they eat bland food, like masale wasale nahi hote unme hamare khane ki tarah. So I don't know. I mean, I'm just
heard. I am a full foodie and I love desi khana. I'm a Marwadi. So I love, like, you know, my bajre ki roti and my khichda and my every, you know, little desi thing that is getting, you know, cooked back home. My mom will like keep teasing me and sending me pictures. And here I'm cooking this Buddha bowl and making these fancy salads for myself. But I've gotten enough spices from home, so that should do it.
So, you know, a lot of people, I talk to a lot of fellow podcasters or various content creators, and everybody uses this term. It took a pandemic to start. It took a pandemic
really?
To start.
Really? I thought then, I was original. Shit.
Nah. Are nahi nahi, bahut sare. Now, I want you to take us back to when the podcast thing, you know, evolved in your thinking that, okay, haan, mereko aisa kuch to bhi karna hai. Before we come to podcast, ye kab se socha tha ke karna hai, like since when did you have this bucket list?
Okay, so there are two parts of the story that I'll very quickly tell you. When one is the aspirational side of it, and second is when it actually happened. So going back to the aspirational side, I held a mic for the very first time when I was in sixth standard in my school, which was for, you know, the anchoring or comparing of an annual function. And that was the first, okay. Like, this was my first time, you know, holding the microphone and trying to experiment with the voice. And that thrill when you hear your voice back and how you're sounding, it was such an adrenaline rush for me. And that's when I decided that, okay, when I grow up, I want to be in this industry. I don't really know what I want to do because I was very young then. But I always knew that, okay, I have to do something. I always wanted to have my own show. And I remember back in the day, like even before Coffee with Karan or something, you know, there was this show which used to come on NDTV Good Times with Rajat Kapoor. He used to host a show called Lounge Sessions or something. And I was like in my 7th, 8th standard and I was trying to make sense of the heavy topics that he would choose and, you know, the incredible guests. And I would sort of, in front of the mirror at my home, just imitate him. And that's when the whole craze came up of starting my own show. Now, cut to the things that adulting happened and, you know, our paths changed and life took us wherever. But now coming to your question of how actually Popcast happened. So a year back, when I was doing my job at Bombay Times and when it was really mundane for me because I was like killing it at work, but I was not happy from within because I was like, you know, if I can do so much for my work, I'd rather do it for myself. You know, if I invest the same amount of energy. And I'm sure this is like a feeling that most of us, you know, creators go through. So I was like, okay, let me do this for myself. And I recorded a pilot episode literally sitting on my bed. I won't lie that I didn't think through of what I want to do. You know, people just say ki, just start recording. Matlab mic uthao aur record karna shuru karo. I think that's not how it works. You know, a lot of people say, I mean, of course, this is how you do it. But if I really have to give you an insight, then I think in my head, I actually first opened the presentation. It's super funny. पर मतलब मैंने ऐसे शुरू किया था. मैंने एक पावर पॉइंट प्रेजेंटेशन खोली, स्लाइड वन. आई वॉज ऑन द स्लाइड वन एंड आई रोट द टाइटल टू माई पॉडकास्ट एंड आई वॉज लाइक ओके वॉट शुड आई नेम इट एंड देन पॉपकास्ट केम एंड देन आई वॉज लाइक ओके यू नो वी शुड टेक इट टूवर्ड्स पॉप कल्चर एंड देर इज नो बडी रियली टॉकिंग अबाउट थिंग्स दैट शुड बी स्पोकन अबाउट लाइक पीपल वुड डू इट इन देयर रिस्पेक्टिव sort of category and content, and very niche creators would talk about controversial subjects. Most of them would be influencers who would be, you know, like talking about the topical things. And generally the topics that we choose, people don't really want to give a strong stance on it. So then I made the presentation. I was like, okay, achha, mujhe yahan pe ye baat karni hai. This is going to be my segment and this is what I'm going to do in this show. And I curated the whole show. And then I started recording it. And then I, of course, did my homework. This is like the story of how Popcast actually happened.
Okay, so let me like take you back to your Bombay Times ka days.
Oh, yeah.
what was the genre that jo aapke zimme tha? Like, I know, you know, you get a specific area and theme kyunki this is what you have to, you know, work around.
Yeah.
So what was it?
It's very funny. Now in hindsight, when I think of it, it's very funny. So I signed up for the job and I was very happy. Oh, assistant manager of Bollywood, or achha, I'll get to meet celebrities. And ooh, I was never starstruck, but I was like, it's good to be around, you know, people who are influential.
Yeah,
and
of course.
It's good to know the gossip. And I'm a big gossip girl. Like, I mean, I want to know kaha dunya mein kya ho raha hai. Like, even when I, when I'm talking to my friends back home in India, I pick up the call and I'm like, what's the goss? So I love knowing what's happening. Not that I would like sort of, you know, how do you say it? Like, I just want to know everything. So then I was like, okay, assistant manager, Bollywood and all. And then my job actually happened, and it was, I was in the MediaNet, which, if you know MediaNet, it's basically the advertorials that you see in all the supplements of Times of India, which is your Bombay Times and Delhi Times and Jaipur Times and all the supplements.
Okay.
So MediaNet, just to simplify for your audience and everybody, is your paid PR. And and what all of these celebrities and what the articles that you actually read on the front page and you know, on the back page and in the inside pages, and you're like, oh, this celebrity has come here, oh, this is an interview. So most of which, I think around 60% of it is actually advertorial, which means it's an ad plus an editorial. So it's that. I mean, people pay for the coverage.
Ooh.
So it's like a whole different world. And, you know, as a journalism student, I learned that this is not what you're supposed to practice. Of course, the whole marketing side of it is another question, and it is debatable. I mean, it's an industry, it's a growing industry, but we were taught not to follow such journalism. And we were taught that, you know, yellow journalism is not good form of journalism. But like I said, there's a whole debate. I mean, it can be a standalone topic.
Yeah.
But I started the music vertical. I was handling all the celebrities, and I grew the music vertical in and out for Bombay Times. And I mean, I handled it with a lot of, I mean, I was very dedicated to my work. And for the time I was there, I think I worked a lot. I gave it a lot to the company. But I couldn't do anything for myself. I mean, every time from Andheri to Lower Parel, train mein, I would look at faces. I would be like, yaar, matlab, how am I different from everybody who is in this train? मतलब सब वही सड़ी हुई शक्ल लेके, थकी हुई शक्ल लेके वापस घर लौट रहे हैं. नो एक्साइटमेंट, नो जील. और अगर किसी को कुछ करना भी है तो मुझे नहीं पता कि यू नो हाउ, व्हाट आर दे डूइंग. आई वाज आस्किंग कि मैं क्या कर रही हूँ. एंड देन आई वाज लाइक ओके, इनफ ऑफ दिस. एंड मतलब ये इनफ ऑफ दिस ख्याल तो बहुत बार आता है पर एग्जीक्यूट कभी नहीं होता है. एंड that's one day, like I actually sat down, it was a Sunday, or and I thought ki acha chalo, let's start scribbling something. Or phir podcast actually happened.
You know, so we share this journey, Garima. I also was in Mumbai, and you know, I had the same kind of feeling. So as a practice, I mean, I'm a bibliophile. That's why the show's title says the Biblio Babu Show, because you know, I'm a deep, very deep into books.
Yeah,
I would travel and you know, मैं वो देखता था, मैं चेहरे पढ़ता था. मतलब I would look people dead in the eyes and you know try to understand. So I would do this experiment ki agar koi music sun raha hai to uski aankhein kya bol rahi hain, agar koi phone mein laga hai to uski aankhon se what can I gauge like. And wahi tha mere mein bhi ke yaar how am I different, like kya karna hai zindagi mein. As you rightly said, most of us go through that dilemma ke yaar company ke liye to itna kar liya, apne liye kya, like are you still in journalism?
No, I am not, but I do like writing. So right now, I mean, I'm writing articles on how you can, or whatever is my learning from these 100 days of doing podcast. I'm sort of writing articles that, you know, how can you get more listens, or how can you, what you should do, what you shouldn't do. So basically my learnings, I mean, I'm no expert. I'm learning as much as you are in this journey. But मेरे जो पर्सनल लर्निंग्स हैं, आई थॉट इट विल बी वेरी यूजफुल अगर कोई कभी भी अपना पॉडकास्ट शुरू करना चाहता है, एंड इफ यू नो समबडी इज रेडी टू टेक दैट प्लंज, बिकॉज द इंटरनेट इज क्लटर्ड विद यू नो इन्फॉर्मेशन कि आप ऐसे करो, 5 मिनट स्टार्ट अ पॉडकास्ट एंड दिस एंड दैट एंड सम ऑफ देम आर लाइक यू नो ट्रू एंड मे बी सम ऑफ देम आर वेरी हाइपोथेटिकल एंड आई डोंट रियली थिंक दैट्स रियली द वे यू शुड गो अबाउट इट. Like the simple example I gave you, you know, people say mic uthao aur bolne lag jao. Nahi, have a clarity, have a thought ki tumko bolna kya hai. I think now I'm writing more of these articles. Basically, jo bhi mere learnings or lessons hain aur jo bhi maine personally experience kiya hai, I'm trying to write more on that so that, you know, it could be helpful for people.
And where do you write?
It's on Medium. I've written one article on Medium right now.
Oh, great. So, I'll ask for the link later.
Definitely.
मेरे को भेज देना, मैं भी पढ़ूंगा उसको.
हाँ जी, बिल्कुल.
तो, I agree with this, गरिमा, के मैं भी अभी बहुत लोगों से बात करता हूँ ना, सो सबको लगता है कि बस मतलब माइक उठाओ या कैमरा उठाओ एंड देन यू नो एवरीबडी वॉन्ट्स टू बी एन इंस्टेंट हिट, बट देन दैट्स नॉट द रियलिटी. अभी ये लॉकडाउन के चक्कर में इस पे देखो, इंस्टाग्राम पे कितनी, सो मेनी पीपल आर एडवर्टाइजिंग देमसेल्व्स, यू नो दोज आर पेड एडवर्ट्स, एडवर्टाइजिंग मार्केटिंग देमसेल्व्स एज पॉडकास्टिंग गुरुज, एंड यू कैन हैव 10,000 लिसन्स एंड यू नो यू कैन हैव दिस, यू कैन हैव दैट, बट देन नोबडी इज फोकसिंग ऑन कंटेंट एंड स्टोरीज.
ट्रू, एंड दैट्स द की, योर कंटेंट इज द किंग ऑफ योर पॉडकास्ट, एंड विद आवर अटेंशन स्पैन बीइंग सो मिनिस्क्यूल, आई थिंक इट्स इम्पॉसिबल, एंड अटेंशन स्पैन प्लस the plethora of content that is thrown at us. Like imagine you have Instagram, my you God, have YouTube, yeah. You have your OTT platforms, you have a podcast now, you have your books, your old formats of consuming content. And now like, you know, there's one more new genre that's coming. So yeah.
Hi, I'm Ankit from The World Is Ending podcast, and you are listening to The Biblio Babu Show.
अभी जस्ट बिफोर दिस कॉल मैं ट्विटर पे डाल के रहा हूँ, सो ट्विटर स्टार्टेड देयर स्टोरीज फीचर टुडे, दे कॉलिंग इट समथिंग एल्स, सम पल्स और समथिंग. मैं वही डाल के हटाऊं कि यू नो, एंड आई न्यू इट, आई वाज लाइक सिंस लास्ट ईयर आई वुड टेल पीपल के बस अभी ट्विटर और लिंक्डइन बाकी है, ट्विटर पे भी स्टोरीज आ जाएंगे एंड यू नो दे आर हियर. सो नाउ literally we need stories for like 7 platforms. कहाँ से लेके आए इतनी कहानी, हम तो घर बैठे हैं.
I know, and for me personally it's being so difficult. I'll tell you about today. So today my episode is launched with Anam, and we're speaking on beauty standards, and we're bashing all the set ideal feminine standards. And I got up at I think 6:30 my time in order to match 10 o'clock India time, just because I wanted to put a story that my episode is out. Now, I designed that story, I made that story, I put out, it took me like 10 minutes to, you know, put it out and share it and all of that jazz. And now I'm stuck in this loop because now I want to see, achha, raat bhar mein kya kya update hua. The point being, for me, I'm trying to like match the time zone and see that, you know, okay, if my episode is out, I should inform people at 10 o'clock. I'm getting up at 6:30 here, literally. And putting that story and then again sleeping. And then, you know, probably whenever next time getting up, I'll be like again pimping my episode. But it is very difficult. Like, how many platforms are you supposed to take care of at once?
I mean, I don't know. Wo stories ke naam pe, it's just, you know, taking out so much of our attention, which brings me to your format of storytelling. Did you like evolve into the way you tell stories, ya bachpan se itne intelligent ho?
अरे नहीं यार, नो नो, ऑफ कोर्स इट्स अ लर्निंग, इट्स टोटली एंड एब्सोल्युटली अ लर्निंग. Like I said, when I first sat down, my first episode, if you go back and listen, Dhoti Lauta Chaupati didn't have an interview. It's me talking and it's just me, you know, telling you a couple of things here and there and about pop culture and this and that and introducing. It was a pilot episode. Come to second episode, I thought, okay, maybe I should get another perspective in my show from the list, you know, from the listener, as in somebody who I want to interview. And then I went ahead and I did my first interview. Then I start taking some audio notes, like Vox Pop, how you have,
yes,
you know, it's very difficult, honestly, because visually it's very easy to see the cut from one person to another. But in audio, it's a challenge of how, if at all you're using Vox Pop, then how do you, you know, put it so creatively that people can understand, okay, this was voice one, this is voice two, and this means this, you know, like having the essence also together.
Correct.
So I experimented and I was like, I have nothing to lose. Like back then, hardly, like, you know, I was at what, 500,000 listens on my second episode, and I was like, I have nothing to lose. I mean, it's just a practice, it's just an experiment. So I went ahead and I stitched audio pieces, and I asked my relatives and my friends to send me those audio notes initially, and they sent it to me, and then I sort of patched it together. Then I started making more sense of my own content, and then the third episode came. So it's a, you know, it's a journey of self-discovery, and I'm also trying to learn with each episode. In fact, the episode that I was just talking to you about, Dream Girl, Anam's episode, I've attempted a whole new format in that episode. I have, generally, you know, how, what you do is whenever your intro music ends and you just start addressing people, that hello guys, welcome to the third episode or second episode, and aaj hum ye baat kar rahe hain. I didn't do that. There's actually the real conversation of how you know, me and Anam started talking in when the actual podcast was recorded. And then I break that flow with a couple of songs. And then I pick up from that song as a cue and I introduce my episode. And when I was like sort of sampling this episode and I was making my friends listen to it, and I was asking them, "Tumhe kuch samajh aa raha hai ki kya ho raha hai iske andar?" And they were like, obviously, we're not that dumb. And as a, you know, when you're behind the screen and when you're just working, you're like, acha, you know, maybe it's just going in my head and maybe people won't be able to understand. But I think you have to let your audience also be okay to experiment, because if you keep feeding them with the same fodder, they'll probably get used to it. But if you keep experimenting and if you sort of mold your audience also, ki acha, aaj, you know, this is something new. Okay. So they'll also be sort of open to listening to more things from you, and that's how you will also evolve, I think, as a creator.
I couldn't agree more. Abhi jaise mera, I mean, I completed those 5,000 listens yesterday and I was like, you know, I lost my sleep. Or I've seen this, you know, so these numbers matter to me, because till Jan this year, I was sitting at some 2,000 odd listens, and I was about to quit, you know, in the sense, because there were some things with regards to analytics and reach. So I eventually, it went to that level that I got on a call with Gautam and Nishant from Hubhopper.
Okay.
Wo lamba choda aadhe paune ghante ka call chala. So finally, you know, I started again, and ab ye 3-4 mahine mein I'm really comfortable. नंबर्स पे देखना छोड़ दिया, बिकॉज यू नो इट गिव्स यू दैट अननेसेसरी का फालतू का स्ट्रेस. And so now, you know, yesterday when I saw the dashboard and it was like at 11:30 paune 12 raat ko main episode upload kar raha tha, my wife was sleeping and I woke her up. I said, "Idhar aao." Maine dikhaya and I was gleaming, you know, I was very happy. And then I told her ki now jo peeche 32 एपिसोड्स और एक साल हुआ है, तो उसमें से आई थिंक ओनली द पास्ट 27 ऑड एपिसोड्स हैव जस्ट बीन अ ट्रायल एंड एरर, एज यू सेड आई वाज डिस्कवरिंग ऑल द वे. अब जाके मुझे समझ में आया कि हाँ ओके दिस इज व्हाट विल वर्क फॉर मी, यू नो, व्हिच मेक्स मी हैप्पी. सो योर जर्नी ऑफ एवोल्यूशन गरिमा, आई सॉ दैट यू डन you did something which you know people generally don't do, and I was very highly impressed that the kind of risk that you took was you know crowdsourcing your episodes.
Yeah, it's still so, under progress because it is very difficult.
I'm sure. So ye kaise, matlab, how did you approach people, how did you first you know got up all those courage wale keede in you ke nahi yaar ye karna hi karna hai mere ko.
So I questioned myself like 10 times before I gave this idea to Shubhangi, and I said that listen, I want to try something like this. I know it's going to be super challenging, and I don't really know ki kya story banke aayegi for anybody who's listening and they don't know crowdsourced podcast kya kar rahe the hum log. So basically we asked everybody to send us voice notes, and we will stitch everybody's voice note and make a story out of it. Initially the idea was to engage audience, because if you see the nature of a podcast, it's inherently one-sided. It's like you know, it's like a one-sided crush on somebody, or like a one-sided love. You don't know what the other person thinks of you. You don't really know ki wo bhi tumse utna hi pyar karta hai ki nahi. So that's how I took it. And I don't know where is my audience, who is listening to me, kab kaun sun raha hai. I don't know their patterns, and I knew nothing about them basically. So it was a good idea for me to know the audience. It was a good idea for me to get in touch with them. Because on other platforms, it's very tangible in the sense that, you know, when people like or comment, you can go back to their profile and you can see, oh, okay, this is this person. And maybe you will interpret something out of the feed that they have. Ki acha ye behavior pattern hai. For podcasts, it's next to impossible. Which is why correct. I thought, you know, it would make sense to engage these people who are listening and do something which was India's first crowdsourced podcast. Now, the response that came, initially it was, you know, we were still cascading the word out and this and that. And when people really got a hang of it, they started sending, one person started sending 10 audio notes. And I was like, listen, I can't put everything in this one story. Like you are, and these people are now following up that, ma'am, when will you put out the story? Ma'am, when will this happen? And please tag us in this, in the, you know, podcast when you, I said, you guys have to first understand, I can't tag you in a podcast because it's running on air first. Second, whenever, I mean, it's still under progress and, it's actually difficult, and I want to thank everybody if, you know, whoever has submitted their stories. Like, it really means a lot to go participate, creatively think and send a voice note, because we, you know, gave them like a story cue challenge, something like that. So it's very difficult to go to somebody's profile, search for their name, then go in their DMs and, you know, record an audio note and send it to them. So I really want to thank everybody who did that. And we will very soon come with that story out.
How did that change you, yaar, as an individual? So as a creator, of course, you know, it has brought a tremendous change, which, you know, builds up your confidence. Ke, haan, chalo, ye bhi kiya humne. As a person, if I have to ask you, Garima, every risk, every step that we take, you know, kind of affects us as individuals also. So what are those some things that have changed in you after you did this? जी, हो गया एपिसोड समाप्त यहीं पे. अब ये जो क्वेश्चन है इसका आंसर आपको मिलेगा नेक्स्ट एपिसोड में, बिकॉज दैट इज द सस्पेंस. आई एम सर्टन दैट यू लाइक टूडेज एपिसोड. इस एपिसोड को शेयर करो, लाइक करो, दोस्तों को बताओ, खुद भी सुनो, दूसरों को भी सुनाओ, अपना फीडबैक मुझे दो. गुड न्यूज का रिमाइंडर, आई एम अप्रोचिंग माई 50th एपिसोड, सो थैंक यू सो मच. कुछ बहुत नया होने वाला है 51st episodes onwards, तो उसकी information मेरे Instagram पे आपको मिल जाएगी. Please go and look for The Biblio Babu Show और Simple Aman S. Sidhu on Instagram, on Facebook Amandeep Singh. मेरी stories में, मेरे feed में आपको information मिलेगी for the coming episodes और क्या हैं वो कुछ नई चीजें जो हम करने वाले हैं. इसके साथ आई विल नॉट टेक मच ऑफ योर टाइम. थैंक यू सो मच. एंजॉय योर वीक. आई विल सी यू दिस सैटरडे. बाय बाय.
इस हब हॉपर ओरिजिनल को सुनने के लिए आपका शुक्रिया. अगर आप भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करना चाहते हैं तो हब हॉपर स्टूडियो वेबसाइट पे रजिस्टर करें और एक मिनट के अंदर अंदर अपना खुद का पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करें. यही नहीं, स्टूडियो देता है आपको पूरी आजादी कहीं भी कभी भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करने की सिर्फ 3 आसान स्टेप्स में. तो साथ में अपना पॉडकास्ट शुरू करने के लिए तैयार, जस्ट हॉप ऑन हब हॉपर. सिंपली कॉन्टेंट.